Just a quick reminder, the changes are coming a week from today, on Monday of next week, to our AM 580 schedule and the mid-morning market report. This report will be going away. Just a reminder about that one. Now, let's turn our attention to the marketplace with Kurt Kimmel. He's from Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, and one of the people that you'll be able to see over at the Beef House tomorrow. Hey, I'm looking forward to having you in person tomorrow morning. Thanks so much for being with us today, Kurt.
Well, you're welcome, Todd. It's always a great event to be at. There's always good conversation, and it's amazing. It's that time of year again already.
Yeah, so I know we have about 280. We'll push close to 300 in the room again tomorrow, so it should be a really good day. Again, for those of you who have tickets already, 8 o'clock, doors open, and at 8:30 we'll kick off. That's Central Time, 9:30 in the Eastern Time Zone, of course. So we have some things to talk about, because when the market went up on Friday, it seemed to me that at least in the soybeans it felt a little different, and here we are with the second follow-through day. That's a bit unusual, in least of the pattern when we've had 8 or 9 or 10, yeah, and Friday was a 14-cent move in the soybeans. It's not really followed through very well, but today, a little follow-through. What are you thinking about?
Well, the market's hanging in there, quite a bit of little news out of the southern hemisphere. There's ideas that the Brazilian leadership, they could be impeached there. There's some corruption charges maybe being filed and so forth. And also, to the Brazilian real, their currency's been moving quite a bit higher, making our beans a little bit more competitive on the world market. On the short-term scale, there's some buy signals tripped there, and oftentimes, you see the funds buy, it takes about 3 days. And as you mentioned, you count the days in through here. We should hopefully be higher today and a little bit more follow through tomorrow, for say. But we're getting back at the upper end of the trading range, so it's going to be kind of important to make sure we continue, maybe have a little bit of positive news here to keep the market up at these levels. We do have the monthly supply-demand report out Wednesday, and it's expected to show a little bit more of a higher inventory report, not only domestically but worldwide. This morning, we'll continue to watch the weather maps. I'm sure you probably saw, but man, this weather forecast this week through the upper Midwest is not too bad, but there's some maps projecting that Louisiana is going to get up to 11 to 12 inches, 7 to 8 inches up through Arkansas. So it's going to be a soggy, soggy week for those producers in the South.
Yeah, those producers in the South are probably beginning to think about moving, I would think, at this time. So it might slow them down a bit. We'll see how that happens. Did I also see a number out of South America that showed that they were getting not quite to the 50% level, but above 40% on their harvest for soybeans?
Okay, as a whole, they're not quite there, but the Brazilian harvest has moved right along. But it gets slow. There's some wet areas or precipitation in the forecast for Brazil. And Argentina will start picking up momentum through here. Early Brazilian harvest was a little disappointing because those beans hit the dry spell we saw last fall. But the beans up to now coming out of Brazil has been very, very good in some areas. So we'll see how that progresses, but they're directly 6 months opposite of us. And as we get into mid-March, that's when most of the momentum starts to pick up in the southern hemisphere.
In the outside markets, I see crude oils trading at $37 today. That taking some pressure off the commodities, I would think. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up above 17,000, or is on the 20-minute delay, at least at the moment.
Yeah, we're seeing overall jobs, it depends what sector, I guess. But for when you look at the big picture here, there's jobs out there. The economy's stable. We're a situation where hopefully consumers will save a little money on gas and maybe travel a little bit more and pump a little bit more money into the economy as we go into the summer. Crude oil, the best thing that ever happened was these guys predicted $10 crude. And, of course, Mr. Gartman saying, crude oil will never trade $44 in my lifetime. And I thought he was in pretty good health and in good spirits. So there's some indicators there that suggest that the bearishness might have worn off in here. I don't think we're going to go sharply higher, but things should be stable here for a while.
You did mention the USDA reports. They're due out at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, and I have updated the report pages for both the world ending stocks and the U.S. ending stocks on our website, so you can see what the trade averages are if you look at the USDA reports page. So that's over on a link there in the blue. And it does show that the trade's expecting a few more soybeans and maybe just a few less corn bushels around, but really these are pretty close to in line. Anything for corn or wheat that we need to discuss for the morning that relates to those USDA reports or other items?
Well, first of all, you guys got to get on Twitter and follow Todd here. He does a fantastic job of getting that information out, and he puts out some neat charts every once in a while that shows, you know, where things are happening in that. So I highly recommend, if you don't have that, to get that. And I'm sure he'll show you how to do it.
Yep.
To get that, because it's amazing the technology today. But no, on the beans, a little slower crush pace is a concern. Maybe exports just a tad bit slow. Corn-wise, I'm fearful that we kind of keep an eye on the export side of the equation. I'm fearful we're going to start losing world market share on corn exports. Then, of course, wheat, same thing, man. We're looking at the wheat export and market share just to being a disaster in the wheat complex. So I'm not saying that's bearish, but I'm saying that's a concern down the road. We need to regain some export market share, Todd.
What have you been watching in the livestock market?
Oh, up and down. The thing in the cattle complex, if you're a feeder or a buyer, fats up front here, and it's 136, 137 is the upper end, but the back end's already tremendously discounted. You go into this summer, we're talking 120. There's fear that maybe this fat market could drop down into the 110 level as we go through the summer months. So it's kind of a hard thing to hedge. And it's a little concern if you're a livestock producer going into a summertime window. Whereas the hog complex is the complete opposite. We're looking at the summer leans up here in just above 80. You know, that's encouraging, especially after we saw that USDA annual outlook meeting suggests we're going to have record supplies of pork and red meat here as we go through 2016, Todd.
We'll talk with you again this afternoon and see you at the Beef House tomorrow.
Very good.
All right. Thanks so much. That is Kurt Kimmel. He's at the Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3. Taking a quick look at some of the outside markets. Crude oil now at $36.97 a barrel. That's a dollar and a nickel higher. Ethanol futures at $1.40 and 4 cents. A penny and 8 cents higher. The wholesale price of gasoline at $1.36 and 2 cents is up 3 cents at this hour. Power and diesel fuel or heating oil at $1.19 and 3 cents, up 3 and 2 cents of a cent. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. This is Illinois Public Media.